what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We have a lot of local sports we got to get into today. We got to talk more baseball because baseball season actually opens up tomorrow, as does soccer season as well. No time in between the winter and spring sports seasons. We move out of one, move right into the next. But before we do that, we got to continue to wrap up the basketball season. Last week, we caught up with Coach Todd Jeffs and Coach Kyle Wilson of the Emory Spartans. And today, we're going to continue on with Emory. Joining us right now over the phone, we have head coach Lynn Tuttle, coach of the back-to-back state champion Emory Lady Spartans. And Coach, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. Now that the dust has kind of settled, and I know you guys got the big welcoming home from the community, and you're back-to-back state champions, Coach. I guess, is it sunk in? I mean, did it sink in that night at the state championship tournament, or did it take a couple of days?
Yeah, it did that night. It's unbelievable. Certainly a good feeling. That night was awesome. Like you mentioned, we come back in and you get the escort starting at the county line, and that's an experience that if you've ever experienced that, you never forget it. So a special moment for the girls, and it's extremely good to do it back-to-back.
Yeah, Coach, we'll talk about the seniors here in just a moment, but one of the things that I think is so unique about this team is you go to the state tournament, every girl got to play, and every girl at some point in time played quality minutes, got to play some big minutes because of the domination from that varsity group. And so when you congratulate an entire team, I mean, it's a rare occurrence where every single girl got to play in pretty much every game that you guys played at the state tournament.
Yeah, it was a good deal for the young girls. Hopefully it does them good for the future. I'd certainly like to be back in that situation in the next couple of years and getting that experience in that atmosphere, playoff game, and even a championship game. It's different than regular season. So hopefully the younger girls benefit from it. And, yeah, excellent job for the first 5, 6, 7, 8 girls to go out and do it. So they were able to get the time on the floor.
Hey, Coach, we were looking over the final statistics of the season and going over some of the games, and I can't think of another word to describe what these girls accomplished at the state tournament outside of domination. It's one thing to go in as the heavy favorite, but it's another to take care of business like you're a heavy favorite, and there was no game where there was any doubt. I'm sure from a coach's standpoint, that's nice, not a lot of stressful moments, but at the same time, it's a true testament to this girls' team that really could have won every game by 30-plus.
Yeah, for sure, Jordan. They showed up to play the week leading up to it, practice, and just the things we was going through. It was encouraging to see the atmosphere, or the attitude of the girls, and we could just tell it was ready. But, yeah, to go out all three games, the first two they took care of business in three quarters, and they all rested the fourth, and then that state championship to come out and play as well as they did right from the get-go, and kind of bury Grantsville early. It was encouraging to see. And you're right, as a coach's standpoint, very comfortable being in that position.
And the media members that I talked to, Coach, at the beginning of the season, had multiple media members tell me, well, we're playing for second this year. Of course, you never ask a coach that question. If that's the way that you approach the season, you're never going to ask a player that question. But going into it, Coach, this season, I mean, I'm assuming in your mind there was no doubt that this team should be back-to-back state champions, right? I mean, I just don't know how you would approach that as a coach and trying to relay to the kids, like, even though you deserve, you should be there, you don't deserve to be there. You got to earn it.
Right. You know, it's from the get-go, pressure was on, and we certainly believe we could do it again. But like I kept telling the girls throughout the season, we're just going to take one game at a time, take care of that game, then move on to the next. But sometimes when you're a favorite like that, ranked number one throughout the season, you usually get the better game. The teams that are able to compete with you, it kind of puts a big target on your chest. And having the pressure like that, the girls responded well all season. Very, very few times did they play down to the competition we were playing against, and most times exceeded what I thought they could actually do.
Really the only game throughout the year where an opposing team could look at this squad and say, okay, they're vulnerable in this particular regard, I guess, would have been the Beaver game at the beginning of the season. I mean, outside of that, Coach, you guys really handled your business. When you think back to that game, what was so different in that contest compared to the other 24 games of the season?
Well, against Beaver, they kind of have our number. They've done the same to us last year. But it certainly wasn't one of our better played games. And you can credit Coach Marshall for that. He comes in with a game plan, likes to slow it down. And obviously we like the tempo to be, you know, fast up and down. But they've done a good job slowing it down on us. And then when they pack it in on Megan, our inside game like that, obviously you've got to hit something from outside. And just that particular night, we struggled in both areas. So, but it was good to see, you know, third quarter and fourth quarter, there was times it was a one-point game, and good to see how the girls responded, and when they needed it most, they came through.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Coach, the only other game where this team trailed at halftime was against North Summit, I believe, right?
Correct, yes. North Summit, they're an excellent ball club. Same thing with Coach Holmes. He comes in with a game plan, and he's able to take away your strength at times, but I had a few other girls step up during that game, and we got past them.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans. Coach, we talk about really never trailing at halftime. State championship game, everything seems to just be firing on all cylinders. Defensively, the girls were on point in that game against Grantsville in the state title. How do you try to calm the excitement of knowing that you're only two quarters away from winning a state championship? Is that something that you had to do in the locker room?
No, we never. Went in during halftime with a comfortable lead, and defensively, we were on point. We only allowed, I believe, it was 14 points in the first half. So some of the discussion was there was if you just continue up defense like you're doing and go out and play offense like you're capable of, we'll be fine. But there was no celebrating early in halftime. We were just taking care of business as usual, trying to make a few adjustments and go back out and play hard.
Coach, we'll talk about the seniors on this year's team. It is a special group of girls. You and I have talked a lot about Megan Jensen and Kinley and Caselyn Toomer and their dominance, and of course these are three girls that will be moving on, but three of the other seniors that don't get as much pub that deserve it: Ambry Bennett, Morgan Herdsman, and Bailey Huggard. I mean, it's just a special group of seniors all the way around.
Yeah, for sure. You talk about that Beaver game. In that game, when we was kind of struggling offensively, Ambry Bennett, she come off the bench and she hit two pivotal threes kind of back-to-back within a minute span, and that kind of jump-started us, and we slowly got the offense going. And then the North Summit game, Coach Holmes was packing it in. During halftime, we had a discussion. Someone's got to step up and make some shots because they're not going to allow us to beat them up in the paint. And Morgan Herdsman went out in the fourth. Well, in the second half, and put up 4 3-pointers. So them two girls, they've done their jobs very well. And then as far as Bailey, I think she had an excellent tournament down there. She does the dirty work most of the time, very unselfish, and she's definitely a great asset to our team.
Hey, Coach, over the last, we could even go back to 3 years, because, again, you guys have gone to three consecutive state championship games, and there are obviously girls coming off of the bench, Morgan being a junior, would have started, I think, for any other team in the 3A classification. Did you ever run into any ego issues with this team over the last 3 years?
Never did. That's what's so amazing about this group of girls. Everyone accepted the role that they were supposed to take on, and I never had any problems with any of them.
I'd hate to use the word easy, but does it make it easy? Has it been easy for you as a head coach? Because I just can't see any flaws.
Yeah, you can use that word. It was easy for me.
Well, Coach, looking ahead again, this is a team that's won 40 consecutive games, again, back-to-back state championships. The girls coming back next year, maybe a little bit under-experienced, but at the same time, they've got to learn an awful lot. And so what are the expectations, and what are some of the things that you saw from the underclassmen this year that leads you to believe that next season will be successful as well?
Well, the one thing, the advantage they had is every day in practice they went against that first crew. So, I mean, coming in after tryouts and then starting on the floor, you could definitely see them younger girls developing and getting a little more confidence and actually their skills, sharpening their skills. So looking into the next year, next after that, not expecting to be as dominant as this first crew we had this year, the seniors, but they're definitely going to be competitive. They've learned the way to win, and I think once you get a program doing that, they'll work hard. We'll definitely put in the time, and hopefully we're real competitive next year.
You just mentioned it. They've learned to win. And, Coach, that's a term that I'm sure many hear in sports often, but it's factual. I mean, you have to learn how to win. And obviously these girls coming up have had some they've had some good teachers in that regard, some good girls to look up to.
For sure. Best examples they could have had.
Coach, what does the offseason look like for this team? When do you guys actually get going, and when do you start working with these underclassmen?
It gets tough now. Some of the girls, they go their different ways. Some play softball. Many of them do track. But the ones that aren't doing anything, we'll have a couple-week layoff, and we'll try to get in the weight room and do some plyometric drills and stuff for jumping, and try to get them a little quicker on their feet. And then summer will hit, and we'll attend some camps, some team camps, and try to get some ball under our belt through the summer.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, Coach, when we start talking again. I know the classification, the regions are going to look a little bit different next year as well. I'm not sure that that's any, if that's anything that you've looked at, but it's kind of a revolving door. Every 2 years, it seems like we get a couple of new squads in. Next year, Carbon, Grand, Richfield, San Juan, South Sevier. So, for the most part, teams that we all are familiar with.
Yes, correct. I think next year we lose North Santee and Manti, but we pick up Carbon. So, I kind of like that region.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Coach, it's been a pleasure all year long to talk with you and follow the girls. And, of course, we had a lot of fun at the state championship tournament once again. I'm always grateful for you taking out the time. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to doing it again real soon.
Me too. Thanks a bunch, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans, back-to-back champions. It's been a little over a week since the Lady Spartans conquered that accomplishment. We have to pause for just a moment. Quick commercial break up and coming, but we will stick with Emory High School Athletics. Coach Rob Smith of the baseball team will join us. Emory's baseball squad may play tomorrow. We'll talk about that with Coach Smith, who will join us in studio when we return. Right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, we are live from the Auto Forum Studios.